Due to the influence of time, happiness and misery are created. When a woman becomes pregnant, her husband, relatives and friends eagerly await the birth of the child. As time passes, the child is born. Everyone feels great happiness. But as the child grows into old age and eventually dies, that same passage of time is a cause of suffering. Ignorant persons vainly seek help from scientists who are feverishly and fruitlessly in their laboratory to stop death. In modern time, invention has been created to eliminate the inconveniences of life. But the maintenance and production of such conveniences has proven to be unbearably inconvenient for hundreds of millions of people throughout the world. Only the most foolish person will propose that there is no superior controller and that one can achieve favorable results by expert performance of material activities. Ultimately, all material activities are useless because they end in annihilation. If one is driving a car but has only limited control, the situation is more dangerous, most dangerous, and must lead inevitably to disaster. Similarly, although we are trying to direct the material body to happiness, we are not in full control of the bodily demand, and therefore there will inevitably be disasters. I have said it in Bhagavad Gita. Asadhana purusha dharmasya parantapa aprapman vartante mrtu samsara vartmani. Those who are not faithful on the path of devotional service cannot attain me. O conqueror of hope, but return to birth and death in this material world. If one is not a devotee of Lord Krishna, the eventual result of his activity is simply mrtu samsara, repeated birth and death. Ye Bhagavad Gita hai. Om Ajnanatmirandasya Jnananjana Sarakaya Chakshurjinitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Bhutai Mahadvi Yaima Puro Vibho Nirmaya Sete Yadamusu Purusha Bhukte Guran Sodata Sodasatmakam Solam Dushishtam Bhagavan Bachansime गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकाय तदालय कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः वांछा कल्प करुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुवैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद
श्री राधा शिवा सती गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे
सो कृष्णा वाज talking to Uddhava and he talked about the perfect knowledge. The perfect knowledge is to hear from a perfect devotee or a bona fide spiritual master. That is perfect knowledge. And when we obtain that perfect knowledge, that perfect knowledge is compared with fire. and that fire of perfect knowledge will burn all our desire to enjoy this material world. You must not forget that the living entity wanted to enjoy. Therefore, we are sent here in this material world. We wanted to enjoy separately from Krishna. If we wanted to enjoy with Krishna, then there is no problem. Prabhupada gives example of a rasoiya or a cook. The cook of a big man, he can enjoy same food what he is cooking for the king. But if he wants to enjoy separately from the king, then king will tell her, get out from my palace, go and look for a new job. But he can enjoy, he can cook for the king, king will eat, and thereafter there are a lot of, he can also cook a little more, no problem. For himself. But he can enjoy, he can have the same facility, everything. But if he starts for himself, then naturally he will be fired. The same way, as long as we want to enjoy Krishna, there is nothing wrong. After all, we are part and parcel of Krishna. We have the nature of enjoyment, Satchit Ananda. We are Satchit Ananda. Ananda element is there. But that enjoyment is good when we are with Krishna. Just like we are offering prasadam and we are taking prasadam, that's enjoyment. Devotional life, there is only enjoyment, there is no suffering at all. But that will be only achieved if we have borrowed our desire to enjoy separately from Krishna. Since living entity wants to enjoy, when it comes to this material world, Krishna tried to make sure that he enjoyed. And part of the enjoyment only, the Vedas had different sections. And one of the sections is called fruitive activity. That also comes from the Veda, which was propounded by, or taken out from the Vedas by Jaimini, which Krishna said to Uddhava. Now, after speaking about the perfect knowledge which can bring one on ultimate enjoyment or ultimate happiness, Krishna, knowing the mind of materialistic people that they want to enjoy, they don't want to surrender to Krishna. So, as if Uddhava is asking, but what about other side? You have given to burn the tendency to enjoy or fruitive mentality. But, we want to enjoy separately from Krishna. Separately from you, my Lord. So, we can see the similarity between this verse and final verse of Bhagavad Gita. Here, Lord said, my dear Uddhava, I have thus explained to you perfect knowledge. There are philosophers, however, who challenge my conclusion. They state that the natural position of the living entity is to engage in fruitive activities. See the difference? Krishna is explaining how to burn the fruitive activities or the desire for the fruitive activity to ashes. And here, there are, you can maintain it and be happy. And they see him as the enjoyer of the happiness and unhappiness that arises from his own world. According to this materialistic philosophy, the world, time, the related scripture, and the self are all very related and eternal, existing as a perpetual flow of transformation. Knowledge, however, cannot be won of the dharma because it derives from the different and changing form of the object. Thus knowledge itself is always beyond Thus the knowledge itself is always subject to change. Even if you accept such a philosophy, my dear Uddhava, all human beings must accept a material body subject to the influence of time. So after speaking this, he is letting Uddhava decide which part he wants to do, whether to enjoy with me or separately from me. There are two sides. And there is philosophy of enjoyment with Krishna, and there is philosophy of enjoyment away from Krishna or separate from Krishna. Just like after speaking Bhagavad Gita, Krishna said, Iti Tiyatam Akhyatam Kuhya Kuhyatram Maya Vishwetra Udeshyena Echakriti Thakuru Yara Ikshati Thakuru. And then you do what you wish to do. Same kind of thing here also, Krishna is saying. And there is a philosophy behind it, that Krishna does not interfere with our independence. Arjuna and Uddhava, great devotee. Krishna says, hey Uddhava, what is it? Don't waste your time, just get into this thing. Just chant Hare Krishna and be happy, like we do. He could have told Arjuna, you're in Maya. Prabhu, you are in Maya. Why are you thinking of this thing? Just surrender to me and be happy. Whole Bhagavad Gita could have been only in two words, and two sloka, man mana bhava mad bhakto, madhyayi mam nastru, and sarvaramana paritajya. But no. Krishna knew that people are not going to just accept it. Arjuna may accept, Uddhava may accept. But it was not only for them, but they were the via media to give to us. So here, the thing of enjoyment is being clearly given. There are two options that we have to choose. And both are upright processes. They are not unauthorized one way. I mean, if you have unauthorized process, then Krishna will not even talk. He is talking because he is authorized. And it deals with the Vedas. Trayugundishayana Veda Nasitragona Bhava Arjuna. The Veda deals with three modes of material nature. And Krishna advised Arjuna to be Nasitragona. Same thing here. He said, whatever knowledge I have given, that will make you Nasitragona. Free from the bondage of, you know, knowledge of the Vedas. So, Jaimini has been, his name has been used. Krishna is talking about his philosophy. They are Sardarshan, and Jaimini is one of the professors of one of the Darshan. He is one of the propounder of the philosophy known as Karma Mimamsa philosophy. According to Karma Mimamsa philosophy, it directs the soul to the goal of Vedic ritual. Goal of Vedic ritual. That is the Karma Mimamsa philosophy. It says, it is said that the subtle laws of nature reward or punishes one according to how one acts, without reference to an independent God. And that independent God I will describe in this verse. Therefore we need to know. Now, this Karma Mimamsa is also known as Purva Mimamsa, and then Vedanta is known as Uttara Mimamsa. So separately, if you understand Karma Mimamsa, then it will bring you to disastrous position. But if you understand Karma Mimamsa along with Uttar Mimamsa or Vedanta, then it will be perfect knowledge. So the sub darshan are Nyaya, logic, to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and everything has relation to Krishna. To understand the Veda means the knowledge evoked to understand the Lord. So the logic was propounded by the Gautama. He was a propounder of the logic, and through logic we can understand Krishna. Sometime in our preaching we have to give logic for people to accept the truth. Then by Vaisheshika or atomic theory, the scientific research, that was given by Khandav. And then Sankhya analyzing the matter and spirit was given by Kapila. This is different Kapila than the Supreme Person Kapila, the son of Devotee. This is his Nindeshwar Kapila. Then yoga means self-discipline. That was given by Patanjali. Now this yoga has 8 different states, such as yam, niyam, asam, pranayam, pratyahara, dhyana, dharana and samadhi. Yam means social etiquette. If somebody wants to get self-realization, if somebody wants to become devotee, he has to follow the social etiquette. Social etiquette does help one to smoothen the path of self-realization. So social etiquette are known as yama. And the niyama is purification of senses or body. It's called niyama. There are many kind of niyama, like getting up early morning in Brahma Muhurta, you know, cleaning the teeth, cleaning your nose, eyes, you know, cleaning your stomach, and so on and so forth. There are altogether 64 kind of niyama to clean this body, top to down. Then body is ready. All our senses, all our body or prana is perfectly okay. It has been cleaned. The flow of air is smoothened by cleaning process. Then you do pranayama. Pranayama means, you know, making sure that all the life air are working properly. The body moves because of this prana body, air. And when the air gets blocked somewhere, any part of the body, and because of blockage of the air, the blood gets blocked, and therefore get pain. Then you get pain here or here. That's a blockage of the air. But if you do pranayama, then the flow will be very smooth of the blood, and thus you don't get any pain in here. Any pain coming, whether there is pain in the stomach, means there is air. Pain in head, there is air. Anyway, so through pranayama, you can clear the air, unwanted air, and have pure air flowing in our body. Then there is asana. After doing pranayama, body is ready for doing asana. There are 64 different kinds of asana, such as Padmasana. By Padmasana, one develops the memory power. Sukadeva Goswami spoke whole Bhagavatam sitting on Padmasana. We are sitting on Sulabhasana. This Sulabhasana, easy posture. And then you can put your leg up here, this is called Ardha Padmasana. And if you put both here, it will become Padmasana. Then the Ugra Padmasana, like putting this thing, you know, this here and this one, other side. Become Ugra Padmasana. Then Vajrasana. The Vajrasana, if you sit in Vajrasana, sitting on this part, that gives a good grasping power. So Parikshit Maharaj heard Bhagavatam sitting on Vajrasana. This picture here. It's not here. The old book there was. Earlier you see the Sukadeva Goswami sitting on Padmasana, Parikshit sitting on Vajrasana. So like that there are 64 different kind of asana, and then there are subdivision of asana. By doing so, you know, by pranayama, prana, and then asana, then comes pratyahara. If we do this thing, then toxin are cleaned up, our body is very good. And then in pratyahara state, that is called cessation from the cessation from the attachment to outwardly thing. We don't need from outside anything. We don't need to eat, we don't need to sleep, we don't need to even take the air. That is called pratyahara. Pratyahara, we don't need anything from outside. The body has itself built up such a way, everything. We don't need, if you have some disease, you don't need medicine. You can cure the body itself, right? Like, for example, a dog, not the pet dog, a street dog. When they get sick, they don't go to any doctor. The pet dog, yeah, their dog hospital, they just go to doctor. Right? But the street dog, what they do? They will not eat one day. And next day they are fine on the road. They are okay. But we, even we become sick, we go to doctor, and last doctor, what can I eat? What can I eat? What do I eat? What not to eat? Hey, Rastam, don't eat one day, this is your right. Even we are sick, we want to know from doctor, what can I eat? Don't eat. System is such. Krishna is such a wonderful scientifically he has designed the system in our body. There is a I'm going a little away, but this has to do with yoga, so that's what I'm talking. In the villages, many kinds of people, they had the medicine, but in time, not medicine from the doctor, but you can cure your disease automatically, or disease will not come. Like I remember, they say, Payar garam, pet naram, sir kurakko thanda. इस पर भी यदि बैल आए तो उसको मारो डंडा. This means fire gone. Keep your feet warm. The sign of living man is keep your feet warm. If you die, the first thing happens, your feet get cold. A dead body, feet get cold. So, fire garam, keep your feet warm, keep walking, do some walking, do some work. Now they are walking, before they do work. You know, they are working so hard, feet why are they? Fire garam, pet naram, eat less, don't eat too much. You know, let your belly be soft, not tight like balloon. Let it be soft. Pet naram, and simple way can do. Like, done mixed cooked food, uncooked food, you know, then help in digestion, done eat salad and rice and everything, done chapati and rice together, I'm talking according to naturopathy. This is what naturopathy they teach. Nature is mother, and if you follow mother always wants to see her children happy. So like that, there are many things that you can do. Night time, don't overeat. Even the animals do not eat night time. Even the birds, they don't eat night time. Right? They will eat whole day, but
night time they will come sit down. Whatever they eat, they will try to digest. Night is not good for eating. Yes, take lunch nicely because sun is there helping. So anyway, pet naram, keep it soft. And sir karapo thanda, keep your head cool, cool headed. If you do this three things, then you have no disease. And if you have disease, it says, pair garam, pet naram, sir karapo thanda, sparvya di baila, baila means doctor. If you do this thing, still, if the doctor comes, take a stick and hit him, then get out. Bail Kumaro Danda. Danda means a stick. Hit him, then leave. So this is a folk saying in the village, but it's a great meaning. This is, you know, prevention. Prevention is better than cure. It is prevention. So this Java process gives us prevention. So the pratyahar means we don't need anything from outside. Like Guru Maharaj. When one comes on the platform of pratyahar, up to pratyahar is called antaramjo. Yam, niyam, apam, pranayam, pratyahar. We call, bhajamjo. And then antaramjo is start, and that is dhyan, dharana, and samadhi. If pratyahar is controlling the senses, your senses is totally under control. If your senses are under control, then you can do some dhyan. Then you can meditate on object. Same thing in our chanting. When you follow Paravari principle, senses comes under control, then when you chant, you can chant. You can meditate on the chanting. You can concentrate on chanting. But if senses are disturbed, mind is thinking something else, you know, eyes is looking at something else, ear is hearing something, you know, inner voice or something, and you are chanting, you just holding on the beat, you are not moving anywhere, you are just there. You are just there. So pratyahara means controlling the senses. And if you learn how to control the senses, jitātmano apsantasya brahmātmano samāyata sitoshama sukhadukhetu tathāmāna jitātmano. So Bhajam Yoga will bring you up to Chitātmana state or controlling your senses. And then Dhyana, you can meditate. Then Dharana, after that meditation, that same object on what you are meditating manifests in your heart, Paramatma is there. And then Samadhi means you can have Darshan of the Lord everywhere. That is the topmost stage of yogic system. So many people, they said, why I have to come to God? Why I have to come to your temple? I can see Krishna everywhere. Krishna is everywhere. Yes, Krishna is everywhere, rascal. But you have not found Samadhi platform. Only on Samadhi platform, you can see Krishna everywhere. Not otherwise. So why are you trying to cheat yourself? Come to temple, have darshan. Water is everywhere, but when it is thirsty, you go to well, you go to tap. You don't take water from anywhere. If you're qualified, you can take. So anyway, so this one process is yoga, which is very nicely described by Patanjali. And this is a huge subject matter. People that do PhD on this. I know in Bihar, in Munger, there is a university of yoga. And there are many doctors who are PhD. And they go and teach yoga. So, the yoga means link with the Lord. The yoga does not mean keeping your body fit. That's, you know, side effect of yoga. That's not real purpose of yoga. Yoga means keep your body fit. And then, karmamansa. Karmamansa is the sixth one. Sixth darshan. And this is just before Vedanta. So this was by Jaimini and Vedanta. Means the science of God revelation. Karmamansa means the science of fruitive work. So the fruitive work, you know, offer to Krishna, that becomes devotion. Whatever we are doing, and we offer the result, here Krosida Sanasiya Josida, here, offer the result, that is devotion. But fruitive work for self is called karmamansa. And the Gemini, one of the disciples of Vyasadeva, who was taught one section of Veda, and that section deals with protein activities. In Bhagavatam first canto, Sadhu Goswami said,
Tatra Rigadhrai Bhairama Sama Bhutjaimani Kavi Vaisvam Payam Ivaipaha Nishnato Dhisamataha Atharva Angyan Sam Asti Sumanta Dharmoni Ihasa Purana Itani Ramahasam.
So he said, Vyasadeva divided into four Vedas, the Veda in four parts. He gave a Rig Veda to Paila. Rishi Paila is the Acharya of Rig Veda. Samudo Jaimini Kavi. Sam Veda was given to Jaimini. And in Sam Veda, the fruitive activities are vividly described. How you can enjoy, I just said in the beginning, that Lord have arranged all the enjoyment. So where is enjoyment? What one has to do, that is given in Samba. The duty means dharma. The dharma of enjoyment is given in Samba. Unfortunately, nowadays we are looking for our rights, not our duty. We want our rights. What is my right? Everybody asking for their right. But they are not asking for their duty. The right comes from the duty. The right comes from following the dharma, which is given in the Vedic literature. So Samve talks about the directs the soul to the goal of by the rituals. And that ritual one can be tried to be happy. And then finally, Vedanta, the science of God realization, which Vyasadeva himself said. Anyway, Samgo Jaimika, Vaishampayam Ekovai. Vyasadeva means Vaishampayam Ekovai Nishnapayam. Atharva Angira. Angira is the took. Atharva. Jaju Veda was given to by Sampayam, Atharva to Angira, the Itihasa Purana, Mahabharata, and Purana, Arya Upanishad, the Pitami Ramahasana, Ramahasana Sutta, a separate one. So Samveda was given to Jaimini Kavi. There is nothing wrong in Samveda, but 500 BC ago, the Brahmanas, they started misusing Samveda. And they started using the Samveda for their sense gratification. There are two parts. One is surrender to the Lord. Being dependent on the Lord. That part, they did not care. They kept in, cold basket. But they got into the sense gratification. And material world, everybody wants to be sense gratification. Happiness is gratifying the senses. If senses are gratified, then we are happy. And we want to be happy, happy. So, the Brahmanas, they started using, actually sometimes when I think, the whole Vedic culture is destroyed by the classical Brahmanas, the so-called Brahmana in India. They have destroyed whole Vedic culture. I mean, very small thing, they got too much into ritual that they destroyed good by the culture. Subhudhi Rai, you know from Chaitanya Charitamrita, the story of Subhudhi Rai, that how Subhudhi Rai, simply by Nawab Hussain, his wife insisted upon him to do this. One day his wife was giving massage or sisa, some mark on her husband's body. And that time, that Nawab, he was working long ago, he was working under Subhudhi Rai, Subhudhi Rai was in charge. And he had done some mistake and Subhudhi Rai got some punishment. So his wife asked, how did God is Mark? And he said, well, when I work in under Suzi Rai, I get from the state, and therefore Suzi Rai punished me and received the mark of that punishment. So I said, oh, he punished you, so now you must punish me. You give him punishment, you sentence him to death. Then Nawab said, no, I cannot do that thing. He is like my father. And in doing so, he did it for my good. I had a mistake. So he said, no, I don't want to hear anything. I want you to punish me. So what can he do? In Kali Yuga, everyone listens to their wife. They have to, there is no option. They want to be happy. So my father said he wanted to have five. So you are ready. Here is a nice, interesting story. Once, Akbar and Birbal. You know, Akbar, he saw once their own husband and wife, they are fighting. And end of the fight, wife, she surrendered. The husband surrendered to wife. So Akbar surprised, oh my goodness, the other way around. It's the other way around. But here is husband surrendered to wife. So he told Birbal, Birbal, is there not even one man? Could I not listen to his wife? So Birbal said, no Maharaj, everyone had to listen to their wife. Everyone had to. If they want to be happy, they had to listen. So no, there must be somebody. So Akbar wanted to know if there is anybody. So Birbal called for a meeting. He called all the citizens. And there are two lines right here. One line were written, one who listens to the wife will come in this line. And other line was, one who won't listen to the wife should come in another line. And Akbar and Birbal, they were sitting. So everybody were coming in that line where it says that one who listens to their wife. But one line came to other line. So Akbar was very happy. See, Birbal, at least one man is here. At least one man is here who doesn't listen to his wife. Birbal said, no Maharaj. Must be something. Let's find out. So Birbal called that man. He said, my dear sir, everybody was going in that line. Why did you come in this line? What happened? He said, sir, when I have come here, my wife told me not to go in the line where everybody is going. So he got a glass of water and offered to him. Just by drinking water he became Muslim. That's a nonsense. These Brahmanas, you know, the Muslim in Mughal times, they used to go, because before they were taking water from the well, they will go morning time, these Muslims will take water from the bucket and put the whole bucket of water in the well. So if anybody takes water from the well, they become Muslim. The Brahmana will become Muslim. Nonsense, you know, things they have done. Therefore, I used to hate Brahmanas. But anyway, I have been devoted. So, Subhadi Rai, same way, you are an outcast. And he didn't know what to do. So he went to Banaras. Because Banaras is supposed to be the place of the Brahmanas. And he said, what if I turn him? What should I do? They told him, well, if you made iron, and take one glass of melted iron and drink it, then you become Brahman. It's not in this life, next life. You become Hindu, not this life, next life. You become Hindu, not now. So he left Banaras and he went to Kanchi. Kanchi is known as Dakshin Kashi. Banaras of South India, Tamil Nadu. So he went there There the Brahmana, they said, well, if you want to become Hindu Maharaja, sir, then you have to drink one glass boiling oil. They lowered down a little bit. It was boiling, you know, it was melted iron, but here is boiling oil. So he did, I thought, what to do, this is too much. And then he went to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when he told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu about what happened, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, don't worry. Just go to Vrindavan and chant Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
You will purify everywhere, just chant holy name. That can make you greater than Hindu. That will make you Vishnu. So these Brahmanas, actually, they use the Vedas and the scripture for their sanctification. So they started in 500 BC, they were using this thing. And then, you know, the sense gratification became so prominent, that Lord or devotional service or self-realization was nowhere. So Jaimini gave the philosophy of sense gratification, but this is only Purva Mimamsa. Till the Uttara Mimamsa is there, the self-realization there, you cannot even enjoy. That was the thought of Jaimini. But then these atheistic people, you know, they made their philosophy. I mean, this Siddhanta is called Astik. And there are Nastik. Nastik means atheistic. The Nastik are, Astik means it is, and Nastik means it is not. So they reject the Veda, such as Charvak. Charvak theory, Jato Jivet, Sukham Jivet, Redham Kritva, Vritam Jivet. I don't know why you are living. Live happily. Even if you have a bag, borrow a steel. Still ghee and drink. Because don't you have ghee means positive product. Something which can make you very happy or healthy. And then Buddhist and then Jain. So Lord Buddha came at the peak of the time when everybody was observing sense gratification, and that is also on the name of Veda. That is also in the name of Veda. So this is really sinful to commit sin on the name of Veda. So Lord appeared at Buddha and he preached Sunyavadi. Nirvishesha Sunyavadi. That is Buddhist philosophy. He said, I don't believe any Vedas. Forget it. Any Veda, when you are talking about this non-violence or violence, I do not believe in Veda. So he brought Ahimsa Paramo Dharma. And then, after zero comes, what comes for zero? One, right? So after zero comes one, then Shankaracharya came. And he established one. That we all are one. God is one, we are one. Slowly. All these acharyas, they are teaching, they are acharyas. They taught us, just like we take our child, the finger and teach him how to stand, how to walk. So Shankaracharya taught about this philosophy that we are one. Then comes Samavyacharya and Madhvacharya. And after one, what comes? Two. So he taught Dvaitabhava that, you know, God is supreme and we are his parcel. And then the other thing came, Nibhargacharya, refined it, this is Sadvaita. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and said, there is a relationship between God and us, between Krishna and us. And that relationship, if the relationship is established, then you will get a real enjoyment or happiness, love of God. That's why Mahaprabhu gave us Achint Bheda Abheda Tattva. So that's how there was the one way after Jaimini, others were okay, but all were helping up to sense gratification. And Jaimini philosophy really boosted the sense gratification. And then
this prana that is flying, then again it has to be established by, you know, Sankaracharya, Ramanujacharya, Madhvacharya, Vishnu Swami, Himarkacharya, like that, Abhichitra Mahaprabhu. So anyway, so that is one thought from here. In purport of study was one thing, while other thing which I thought, I mean, just it would be a wonderful class, and it was very good, but what I thought was one that is the genuine Siddhanta, the Brahmana, they went too much on bodily consciousness. They thought the goal of life is sense gratification. So they did not see the difference between the soul and the body. So the materialistic people, that's what today's society is. Yes, that's what rightly said. Today's society, they become less or more like perverted, genuine disciples. Thinking the body is the self, and they are doing everything for satisfying the body. In Bombay, we know if somebody had to get a local transport, they say, "Hey, rickshaw idhara, hey, taxi idhara." They don't say rickshaw wala, they don't say taxi wala. It's a rickshaw idhara. That fellow driver rickshaw, hitting flying rickshaw. The taxi wala climbing taxi, boom comes. They have identified themselves with rickshaw. What to say, what is what? They think that I am rickshaw. I am taxi. Right, taxi dara, taxi comes. All rickshaw dara. They have identified themselves with the taxi or rickshaw. They are really gross sensitive. Now, just like in Bhagavad Gita, after saying this thing, it is a silk tattoo. He said, "But still, watch, you know, here, my devotee, I want to tell you the topmost confidential thing. Goyatamottaram." And then he speaks two verses of Bhagavad Gita, Manmanabhava Sarvama. So after speaking that one, he said, "But still, Uddhava, you are my devotee, so I want to tell you something." And that's where he starts from this verse. He said, "Alo." So here, the materialistic people, they think, he said, that although everybody is dependent, but they think that I am independent. And that very thought of independence brings them to disastrous condition. Although for perverse activity, desire perpetual happiness. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. It is clearly observed that materialistic workers are often unhappy and only occasionally satisfied, thus proving that they are not independent. They are not independent. When they accept that they are dependent, then there is nothing wrong. But when they start thinking that I am independent, and that is where whole thing becomes disastrous. Independence is there, but this independence, you know, finally it is in the hand of the Lord. Just like when I was studying in Banaras, we used to go take bath in Ganga, and people, they were teaching their children how to swim in Ganga. So they used to tie their children with a rope, right, and throw in Ganga. And the boy is doing it like this, right? So he had independence to go like this, no problem. But he tied, when he going down, father pulls him up. He tied his hand of his father. So we are dependent, independent. That's the real thing. We have independence. Krishna has given independence to us. If Krishna ties us every way, then there's no question of, you know, you cannot enjoy anything. Independence are there, but it's dependent independence. But we cut that dependence and we try to be totally independent. And Prabhupada said, "This rascal, they think that we are independent. They don't know that they are other dependent. Even if they get nature's car, if they got bathroom and toilet,
They can say, oh, I am independent, I don't need to go past midterm. They are dependent on past midterm. They have to go. So we are all dependent. We cannot be independent.
And if we accept that one, then we can be eternally happy. Otherwise, if we cut from that dependent and become totally independent, then maybe, says, occasionally, sometime, chapalasukha, sometime will be happy, not always. Atrapi karma kartutva asantramka lakshate. Lakshate, the word lakshate means, you know, the person he sees, he understands, and he convinces of that I am fully independent. So, this is the material disease. The purport is very nice. But when we accept this thing, Jiva Krishna Das, Evishwas, Karleto, Alukhanai. When we accept the dependence on the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then there is no misery at all. There is only happiness. So the whole process of Vedic literature is to learn how to be dependent on Krishna. Because of our mystery of independence, we are here. And we can go back home, back to Godhead, by using our independence to depend on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This nature of independence, you know, separate from Krishna, you know, sometimes comes in many saintly person also. But Krishna is always there to help those saintly person. I mean, the gopi thinking that Krishna only loves me, or any pride, to put that pride, when the pride comes in the devotee's mind, that comes because he thinks I am independent. Momentarily, the devotee thinks momentarily. And Krishna knows that it is a wrong path he has taken. So Krishna cuts that path, cuts the pride of a devotee. Krishna can tolerate everything, but not this super independent nature of a devotee. That is called ahankara. There are ahankari also in materialistic people, but that ahankara makes him fool number one. Ahankara lenihatma kartamante. But whereas ahankara sometimes comes in devotee, but Krishna curbs that ahankara, brings him back. Just like a example, a child who is learning how to swim, and he is independent, but sometimes he starts pulling and trying to go inside. Father pulls him up. Same way Krishna pulls him up. I remember one nice story. I'll finish this story. Once, it was Sunday. What is it today? It was Sunday. Sunday is holiday, right? So Lord Vishnu was on holiday. I was sleeping on his, you know, Nagasena. He was sleeping on the bed of the Sesna. And Lakshmi was giving massage to him. She was massaging palm Sesna. So Lord was in good mood and Lakshmi was also in good mood. So Lakshmi said, my dear Lord, I have a question to ask to you. So Vishnu said, okay, what is your question? Please ask. He said, I heard that Brahma is the creator of this material world. Lord Shiva is the destroyer of this material world. And you are the maintainer of this material world. Is it so? So Vishnu said, I also heard something like that. So Lakshmi said, my Lord, I am not joking, I just want to know, please tell me. No, no, you're right, it's true, I am maintainer. So Lakshmi very cleverly, she puts a question. She said, to do anything in this material world requires wealth, is it not? Vishnu said, yes. So she said, well, I provide wealth. If I am providing wealth, how you are maintainer?
Logical question. Very nice. Nowadays, husband and wife, they have to fight. So, luckily, you are showing this thing. I mean, husband is glorified and wife automatically gets glory. But in Kali Yuga, no. I should have my bank balance, you can have your bank balance. I should have my glory, you can have your glory. So Lakshmi did wrong with this thing. She wanted separate. She said, okay, I'm not taking divorce, but I should have my part, you should have your part. So, you know, if I provide all the wealth, then how you can be maintainer? I am the maintainer. The sushari are very right. So we should change it. You should be maintainer, not me. But Lakshmi wanted to show, and Lord could understand that she got pride. This is not good nature, this one. She is not on her usual nature. So she wanted to show Vishnu that how she is maintainer. And she dragged Vishnu, she took Vishnu, said, come on, let's go, I want to show you. So they were going. So they are dead man. And his relative, they were letting him to cremate him. So Lakshmi, she wanted to show her strength, that how she is maintainer and how she is powerful. So, she just did her hand like this, a lot of gold coins started falling. The gold coins started falling nearby where they were taking that dead man. So they, all of them, they left the dead body one side and they started collecting the gold coins. I am sure you would have done the same thing. So Lakshmi said, look, my dear Bob, look my power. This man is dead. He is friend of someone. He is father of someone. He is related of someone. This is only time when one can know who is the best friend. There are three places where you can know who is your best friend. Rajdwari, Prana Sangate, Asmasane, Jatishtati, Sobhanava. Bhagavan is friend, relative. Who is your friend? Rajdwari, one who can stand in the court. You know that my brother or my relative or my friend, he has killed somebody. He has stolen something. Or he is a terrorist. But still brother will go to bail him. Because my brother. He knows that he has done wrong, still he will go. Very brother. Then prana sankate. And time of prana sankate, the life is threatened. Sometimes the wife goes to doctor, my dear doctor, please take my life, but save my husband's life. Sometimes husband goes to doctor, please take my life, but save my wife's life or children's life. Prana sankate, when the prana is life is threatened, they are ready to give their life to rescue the life of their near and dear one. And asmasani at the time of death. A time of marriage doesn't come, no problem. But time of death doesn't come, people remember. It should come the time of death. So, she said, Lakshmi said, see, my lord, this man, they are supposed to be Bandhu, but they gave up. They drop him like hot potato and they are taking this thing. So Vishnu said, my dear Lakshmi, I mean, he understood that she is on the peak of her false ego. Understanding, he said, I have a question now. So far you have a question and I have cleared it so far that you are the maintainer. But I have a question now. So Lakshmi was very proud that, you know, okay, now I have a maintainer. What is your question? My question is, when you are throwing that gold coin, everybody was going and grabbing the gold coin, why not the dead man? Everybody was going and grabbing the gold coin, why not the dead man? Wo murda aadmi kyun nahi aapka uthaya, sone ka sikka uthaya, why not the dead man? So Lakshmi started thinking. She did not get any answer. So, women, when they have no answer, they start crying. No matter how strong women they are. When they are nothing, all the doors are closed,
then we will cry. Either airport or anywhere.
Anywhere.
We will cry. So she started crying. Hence you are crying. Vishnu, don't worry, don't worry. Then she said, okay, I'm not worried, but what is the answer of that? He said, my dear Lakshmi, you say that you are maintained simply because you are providing the wealth, but you must know. Those people are respecting you because of me. I am in their heart. If I come out from their heart, they are dead and nobody will care for you. Is it not? Because Lord is there. Krishna says, Hridayeshu Arjuna Tishtati, I am in the heart of everybody. Because the presence of the Lord, we are not living here. If the Lord pulls out from the body, what happens? Dead body. And nobody will care for Lakshmi. So real maintainer is Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Not by providing, you know, roti, kapra and makan. Not by providing, you know, comfortable stay, one can become maintainer. So Lakshmi also tried to be independent from the Lord. And Lord had to teach her that you can only be happy. You have a value if you are dependent. So we have a value if we are dependent on Krishna. Prabhupada example gives the example of the screw in the motor car. Over, I am getting over now. The screw in motor car, the screw falls now. As long as the screw is connected to the motor car, it has value. It falls now, I know value. So long as we are connected to Krishna, we have value. We will be happy. Everything whatever we do, it will cause happiness. And when we try to purify our sensation through the productive activities separately from Krishna, we can never be happy. Thank you very much. This is our purpose of this verse. Hare Krishna. Any comment or question? Yes.
Would you like to hear something about Sanatana Goswami?
Why? Do you sound like something? Oh. Why you know? Time is getting up.
5 minutes.
Well, Sanatan Goswami was a great Vaishnava and brother of one of the six Goswami, brother of elder brother of Goswami. But Rupa Goswami took shelter of Lord Chaitanya first. So each other they consider elder. Sanatana considered Rupa Goswami as elder brother. And Rupa Goswami considered Sanatana Goswami as elder brother. But although Sanatana Goswami considered Rupa Goswami as elder brother, but many a time, when the time came for chastisement, Rupa Goswami never chastised Sanatana Goswami. But Sanatana Goswami is the one who chastised Rupa Goswami. And I will tell you one story of this, of Sanatana Goswami first time. It was once when Rupa Goswami was writing this book, Bhakti Rasayana Sindhu. That time Balabhacharya came to visit Rupa Goswami. And Rupa Goswami, being humble saint, he gave to Balabhacharya to go over his commentary, what he was writing. So one sloka is there, Ja Hridaya Mukti Aspriha. Anybody who has desire of liberation is like a witch, Pisachi, witch. So Balabhacharya thought that he is comparing Mukti with a witch is not good. So Balabhacharya said, no. Mukti cannot be witch, it has to be changed. So Jiva Goswami was here. He was hearing these things. So Rupa Goswami said, okay, please suggest what is the good word that I should use, not Pisachini, what should I use? If not witch, what should I use? Then he said, I'm going to take bath and then I come back from Jamuna. Then I do this thing. Then Jiva Goswami followed Balabhacharya. And on the bank of Jamuna, he met Balabhacharya. And I said, my dear sir, You say that Rupa Goswami has written, he used this word, Pishachini for Mukti is wrong. He said, yes, it is wrong. He said, but you didn't read fully. He said, desire for, he didn't say Mukti, he didn't say liberation is which, but desire for Mukti is Pishachini or which. Then Balbhacharya said, oh, it's a great mistake. And he said, my dear boy, you saved me from committing a great Vaishnava. So, after taking bath, immediately he came running and he asked Rupa Goswami, who was that boy who was standing when we were talking? That boy, wow, I am so thankful to that boy. He saved my life. I was going to commit a great mistake today, a great offense. I said, my dear Rupa Goswami, whatever you have written, please leave it as it is. That's very nice. I didn't understand, but Jiva Goswami, then he, Rupa Ram told that he, my brother son, his name is Jiva, said, he is one who saved my life. He explained me that how the Mukti is not Pishachini, but the desire for Mukti is Pishachini, for which. And then Balabhacharya went, and then Jiva Goswami came. Rupa Goswami became so angry. Nothing he did wrong, but he crosses etiquette. Rupa Goswami became so angry and told Jiva, get out from my place. You have taken sannyas in unmaturity. You are not mature. You don't know how to talk, where to talk, and whom to talk. Get out. Rupa Goswami wrote so many literature, but this Bhakti Rupanya Sindhu took a long time to finish this. So one day Sanatana Goswami came. Now Rupa Goswami, so Jiva Goswami left, and he was going in Braj. So one point he said that my master had asked me to get out. What's the use of keeping my life? So he stopped eating and he used to take simply some ash and mix it with water and drink. And his body had become pale, like jaundiced type. So one day Sanatana Goswami came and he was doing madhukari, and then he knocked the door. Then old lady said, okay Baba, I am coming here. Again he knocked the door and she got a little perturbed and said, what kind of sadhu you are? You have no patience. I told him, I am coming. Just wait. Are our Baba is much better than you. Sometimes he comes, sometimes he doesn't come. And he comes and sits down. Said, oh, who is that Baba? Then said, he lives there. Then Sanatana went on his side for Jiva Goswami. And Jiva body, Jiva Goswami was sick. So then Sanatana Goswami understood what happened. Jiva Goswami told four past time how this thing happened. And when Sanatana understood that Jiva has not done mistake, because of Jiva, Balabhacharya was saved from committing Vaishnava Prana. So he came to Rupa Goswami. And it's just I do. No, first he asked Rupa Goswami, so you're working on that book? Bhakti Rasamya Sindhu, have you completed that book? Where is that book? Rupa Goswami started crying. He said, there is no jiva. Jiva means after life. There is no jiva, so how can I do anything? There is no life, I am dead, how can I do anything? He was also feeling bad that he asked jiva to go. And Rupa Goswami started crying. And Sanatana Goswami got mad at Rupa Goswami. He said, what do you think? You're such a great. Nobody else can exhale you. Jiva had exhaled. And Jiva stepped Balabhacharya. And then Rupa Goswami started calling for Jiva, Jiva, Jiva. And then Sanatana Goswami had brought Jiva Goswami. And then he came. And then Bhakti Goswami Sundhu had compiled. Once again, Yadava Goswami, they used to sit on the bank of Radhakund. And whoever had written anything, they used to read there. Jiva Goswami is one who read everything. So, it was Lalita Vidarbha Madhava that Rupa Goswami was writing. And he was comparing Srimati Radharani here, Choti. with the Nagin, the black cobra sound. Nagin, called Nagin. What do I say? Nagin in English. Yeah, Nagin. Sea snake. Okay, sea snake. But this is black cobra. So, Sanatana Goswami told to Rupa Goswami, no, you cannot compare Radharani beautiful black hair with black cobra. It is not very good. He felt very bad. So, Rupa Goswami said, all right, so please you find proper comparison and tell me. He said, okay, I'll come tomorrow. So, Sanatana was going and he could see there were tree and there were swing on the tree, jhula. There was one girl, she was swing on the jhula. And he saw that one black snake is climbing on her back. He climbing on her back when she was moving, you know, back and front. Then her chodi was, I want to see her, not chodi. Her chodi was going up and down. So he saw that his black snake is climbing up. And Sanatana Goswami shouted, oh Lali, please be careful. Oh Brajavasa, he said, Lali, the old girl, be careful, there's snake coming. There's snake coming. And when Sanatana went nearby, he saw nobody but Srimati Ji, Radharani, and she just said, here. And when she disappears, Sanatana Goswami understood that Radharani had accepted the comparison of her choti with the sea snake, what Rupa Goswami had written. And he went back to Rupa and he told him, whatever you have done is right. Anyway, there are many pastimes of Sanatana Goswami. And Sanatana Siksha is one of the very prominent ones in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So I have known that, we will talk about that one. I forgot some other idea. Any question or other comment? Constructive.
All right. Grandhyasana Bhagavan Ki Jaya.